This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Schools that haven't already are opening up around the country this week. As the doors open, teachers in Minnesota, New York, and elsewhere are in contract negotiations, and health benefits are on the table. School districts are reluctant to pay the so-called Cadillac tax. It's a provision under the Affordable Care Act that penalizes health insurance plans considered too generous or expensive. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Just last week, a school district in Connecticut reached a new deal with workers, higher wages and higher health care costs. These sorts of school contracts may prove to be the first glimmer of an emerging trend in public and private sectors.
Most Americans are going to face higher deductibles and higher copays, but I would also argue that if they don't, we have consumption that we can't afford.
Northwestern's Limor Daphne says you can think of the Cadillac tax as a sort of forced diet, but for health spending. That's part of why the basic idea is so controversial. Nobody likes to be told no, especially when it means more spending for important medical care. Vanderbilt's Melinda Button says research shows more expensive health care means we buy less of it, but it's risky.
When people are faced with higher cost sharing, they use less care, but they're not great at ferreting out what is high value versus low value care.
Button says she hopes the Cadillac tax forces employers to push back on annual insurance premium increases and demand a better product. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.